What else is going on? I noticed on TV last night, Dame Edna getting a lot of popularity. Or a lot of coverage, anyway. I don't know how popular it is, but have you seen Dame Edna? Here I get accused every now and then for being a little borderline in my sensitivity. And there's a show getting national coverage hosted by a transvestite. Think about it. A man dressed as a woman. As general rule, transvestites amuse themselves by going into Georgetown and give snarlings to unsuspecting sailors. Here's a person with a national TV show that the Hollywood pukes are falling over themselves to get on. Now, I've seen segments of it. It's all right. But it's certainly not hilarious. And every time they run a tape of Dame Edna, and you look at it and you go, that's funny. There's always John Tesh and Mary Hart going, she's number one in England. Screw England. There's a lot of things that are number one in England that aren't number one here. Fish and chips. You'd vomit. They put newspaper in their lap and eat greasy fish for lunch. That's number one in England. Soccer's number one in England. I mean, I know everybody's kids is playing it now, but let's be honest here. You're going to sit with a beer and a burger and watch a soccer game on a Sunday afternoon. Come on, get up. That's number one in England. Bunch of guys in shorts running back and forth for 3 hours. Score 2-1. Very good. The 138-pound, 5'6" guy kicked one in. Great. That's number one in England. I tell you, it makes my blood boil when they start talking about Dame Edna and they got to follow it up with number one in England. Let me tell you, look at this. My blood boiling. I wonder why my blood pressure is going. Look at me. Veins in my neck sticking out. Sick and tired of it. Let's call it what it is. Got a transvestite telling jokes. Someone probably sitting there on national TV with Bombay seeping while Whoopi Goldberg and Kim Basinger all fawn over. Get on that show one day, I'll speckle Dame Edna. No, I won't, because he'd enjoy it too much. Dame Edna went to Disney World, supposedly, to familiarize herself with America. Wanted to dress up like a gerbil to go through the tunnel of love.
It's Up and Over the Hump with Wednesday Live in the studio with the Grease Man.